The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. He came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in the midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name, receive me. And whoever receives me, receives not me, but the one who sends me." The Gospel of the Lord. The second reading is very interesting. It's written by St. James. He was the first bishop of Jerusalem. He was a cousin of Jesus. I think he's the one of the first being persecuted. But his letter is very simple. One thing, maybe he's answering many of our questions. Many times we ask the Lord, "Why didn't we have this or that?" And James says, "Because you did not ask." And then you may ask the second question, "But I asked," but no response. But James says, "Because you asked wrongly." The theme is, if you are not doing the will of God, you won't have that. But if it is by hook or by crook, you will get it. Because it's the blessing from the Lord. Believe that God is our Father. And He promised whatever you ask will be given. Lock to be open. Seek, you will find. Ask, you'll be given. So we have to believe whatever is given us is the best. You may ask, what about sickness? Well, sometimes sickness give a chance that you convert yourself towards the Lord. Many times you thought we are strong, and just God make you weak so that you can one day you have to say, "Lord, have mercy on me." Otherwise, we will be very proud all our life. So God allows things that you don't like to happen is for your sake, that your hearts be more close to the Lord. And this is the main purpose. Prayer is very important. I remember 1972, I came back here for my first Mass in this church with Father Lanto and Father Colombo. And afterwards, we have the celebration in the hall. And when the lady came to me, she said, "14 years ago, when I know that you want to become a priest, from that day, I pray for you each day one holy rosary. flight tickets to Horirose every day. So I didn't know anything. When Teo, I came back, so-called successful, because it's not easy to follow the path of the vocation, priestly vocation. The year I entered the seminary, there was 40 of us, and only four ordained, you can imagine. But prayer is powerful. That's why Jesus is telling his disciples, they want to be the first, always the first. Well, the first, when you study, the first, okay. But the first to be in charge of the other person is not the way. Jesus doesn't want his disciples to always the first to be the leader. He said, if you want to be the leader, you have to be the servant. So this is our way. The way of Jesus is always serving with humility, prayerful, trusting, and this is the way we have joy in life. Otherwise, if you don't have God, or if we are not following the will of God, you will never have that kind of peace. Peace comes from the Lord, but this peace comes from doing His holy will.